Tasmin Little is one of Britain's most distinguished violinists. She's also a very busy one. She's been playing concertos all around the globe, from Ljubljana to Belgium, and she's found time in amongst her busy schedule to put together an entire festival inspired by the music of Delius. It's taking place between July the 1st and the 8th of July in Bradford in West Yorkshire, which is, of course, where Delius was born. And Tasmin Little joins me now to talk about the festival. Tasmin, I know that Delius is a composer that's been very close to you since you were little, really. I mean, I understand, you know, he was sort of like mother's milk, almost.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Delius was one of many composers that were on in the household as I was growing up and was a particular favourite of my father's. And then obviously became a particular favourite of mine, so that when I began the violin, it was almost one of the first pieces of music that I learnt, the Serenade from Hassan.
And now, of course, you're able to, as it were, parade your enthusiasm and across an entire festival, which is quite a luxury, isn't it?
It's very luxurious. I'm absolutely delighted that I've been given the opportunity to put together this festival. And the most difficult thing for me was to decide what to leave out, because there was so much that I wanted to put in. But obviously, the time was finite and the budget was finite as well. But anyway, let's hope that there may even be possibilities for the future, so I can let my imagination run riot again in the future. But anyway, in the meantime, we've got a wonderful variety of concerts, from the large-scale concerts to concerts given by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, one at the opening of the festival on Saturday the 1st of July, and then the penultimate night on the 7th of July.
You often heard it said about Delius that the music is rather formless, you know, that it's rather dreamy. Another word that one often hears is pastoral, you know. And to me, these often sound like put-down words.
I think you're absolutely correct, and they annoy me like nothing else. There is so much backbone to Delius's music. There's a great deal of structure there. It's just not the structure that people normally can put a name to. So Delius will have an idea that he will put forward at the beginning of his composition, and he will develop it. Often he will develop it through subtle changes in harmony. And I think that this is one of the reasons why people haven't always managed to find their way into his music, because if you only listen to the top line, you will miss a great deal of what is interesting about the music, which are the inner parts. So part of what I hope to be able to show to people through the variety of music that's going on in the festival is a fantastic cross-section of his writing, but also to draw the listener's ear into those inner sections, to the interesting use of harmony, quite often the blues element, the jazz element. And obviously he was influenced by French music, he was influenced by Grieg. So there's a lot of this, but it's never that overt. It's generally under the surface, so you have to listen to it. And I think Delius took all of his influences and he sort of thoroughly worked them through and came up with his own very individual voice.
Worth thinking about Delius's time, of course. I mean, if one were to go back to the 1880s in Bradford, I guess you might have bumped into the young and rather bored Frederick Delius, who was trying to be persuaded by his father into being a good upright wool merchant.
Poor thing.
But wasn't really playing ball.
No, he wasn't at all. Mind you, I say poor thing. He was such a strong character that there was no way that even a father as overbearing as Delius is was going to get his own way in the end. There was no chance that Delius was going to permit his life to be taken over by the dry and dusty wool business. He was much more interested in being a musician, but didn't really know quite how to, because he didn't think that he was good enough as a violinist, although he was a very, very fine violinist. He wasn't good enough as a pianist, although he enjoyed improvising, and he didn't know enough about how to compose. But this was where his clever plan of getting his father to send him off to grow oranges in Florida worked in Delius's favour, because although he did nothing at all about growing oranges, he sat and listened to the plantation workers singing the old slave songs and the spirituals. He immersed himself in the luscious scenery and by chance met a man called Thomas Ward, who heard him improvising at the piano in a music shop. And Delius, being a man of considerable charm, managed to persuade Thomas Ward to come and live in his plantation house and teach him the rudiments of theory and counterpoint, and basically persuaded Thomas Ward entirely free of charge to give him these lessons. And on the strength of that, he decided he wanted to spend his life being a composer.
And, of course, that was only the beginning of his travels, wasn't it? Because when you read Delius's life, he seems to have been, at least in the early part of his life, perpetually on the move. He was obviously fascinated by foreign places. He just couldn't wait to get away from Bradford, could he, basically?
Well, that is actually very much the case. And quite an interesting thought, just to go off at a tangent, is if Delius were living in Bradford today, would he have felt that same need?
Now, I know it's very hard to find a typical piece for a composer who did change so much through his life, but nevertheless, can you think of a kind of a wonderful Delius moment, or perhaps even a Delius minute, let's say, that you would play to someone to say, this is something like the essence of the man?
Yes, I can. And although a lot of people say, oh no, not that again, I think one of the reasons why that marvellous Walk to the Paradise Garden is so popular is because it actually does provide a cross-section of what is very special about Delius's music, in that you do have the introverted, quiet, romantic harmony, but then he takes the theme and he builds it up into a marvellous, magnificent climax. And there is nothing pastoral or dreamy about that moment that we all know that goes ya-da-da-dee-da-dum. You know, it's very romantic. It's got plenty of beef about it. And you don't think of the blind, paralysed man when you're listening to that music. He's young and he's virile at that point in time.